You're listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
Welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. I'm Joe, and I'm here with...
Jay, what's going on, everybody?
Perfect, Jay. That's why you're my favorite.
It's intuitive. You make it so intuitive, Joe. Yeah. It's so easy.
Well, we wanted to reintroduce the host of this show. We have Jay here to talk about how we met, and then talk about how he got into horror movies. Now, you and I have been friends for a little over 16 years now.
Yeah, it's been a pretty long time.
Yeah, we met at work, real work, not this work. And basically, like, in the training days before we even, like, started our careers, and we would just see each other every single event, and we just kind of got stuck in the same position for a while. And we're like, oh, shit, like, I remember this guy.
Yeah.
We just hit it off. And you jumped into my circle of friends, like, real quick. And
yeah, it was like an effortless transition, yeah. You know, to, like, get in with Sean, Matt, Justin, like everything just fit into place and everything just clicked so easily. I was so happy to be involved with all your friends because everyone was awesome. And obviously we're all still friends to this day.
Yeah. And it felt like you had just been a part of that group of friends for the 10 years prior to that. Yeah, it fit well. And then I've mentioned before that, you know, we started doing a web series, an animated web series. It was about 15 years ago now, a little less than that. And you were a huge part of that as well. Once that sort of fizzled out and we all just sort of focused on our careers, because that was around the time we first met, we started doing that.
Right. Yeah, that was like the first maybe year or two. And you guys were taking up that web series. And I was very, very excited to be part of it and help in whatever way I could. And then, yeah, and life kind of complicates itself over time, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Whether it's work or
usually,
you know, family stuff, relationships, whatever. And everything kind of becomes a little bit more time consuming and complicated.
Yeah.
But we've managed to endure the test of time, right? 16 years isn't a small feat.
No, it's something to shake a stick at, you know. I'm showing my age by using that term. You have the distinguished honor of being the youngest in our group, which isn't really by much, but you are.
No. Yeah, and like when we met, I was 21 turning 22, and you guys were like the cool old kids because you guys were 4 years older than me. And it's like, oh my God. Like, I, you know, all my friends prior to that were, you know, my age or younger from like school, from high school, college, or whatever the neighborhood. And it's like, you know, I met all these cool kids. And I remember when you guys were turning 30, and it's like, oh my God, they're so cool. And they're 30. It's like, I'll never be 30. I did. I got there eventually. But yeah, I'm like, what are like a little bit over 4 years younger than you guys?
Yeah, but we our friendship fell into step real fast. And, you know, you were around when we started like doing all these kinds of things for the first time. And yeah, it's difficult to put things like this together with a career and all that. But this made more sense than anything because, and like I've mentioned before, not to sound like a broken record, it one of the main reasons for this show was that we wanted to keep in touch with each other, being that Matt lives far away, you know, Justin lives even further away. You and I are kind of close, but we're both...
And like an hour, you know, an hour commute to each other, but like...
We're,
you know,
we're the
close,
busiest
but,
of the four of us, for the most part, the two of us.
And you know, but we're also like, you know, close enough where like we can meet up, but we're also far enough where it's not super convenient to meet up all the time.
No, no. Yeah, of course, bridges and tunnels and, you know, all those
congestion
things.
Pricing.
Yeah. But it still helps to have this to stay connected. And, you know, I feel that obviously with everybody. I feel like, you know, a much stronger connection in the last couple of years. Well, the years prior to the podcast, we really only talked like here and there. Now we have like a little, you know, thing to work on, and it's an excuse to talk and, you know, make jokes and stuff like that. And what happens every time we get on the, you know, podcasts, we wind up talking like you and I did before we started and after, you know. So it's, I always highly recommend this because of that. And I feel like a lot of the people, especially when they're older, lose touch with friends, you know, of a certain age. And it's a good way to stay connected, you know.
I couldn't agree more. Because, you know, when you're younger, like there's less getting in the way, and we physically lived closer. I was only, 10, 15 minutes away from you. So easy to just meet up on a weeknight or spend the weekend together, you know, chilling, watching movies, BSing, surfing the internet, you know. And now it's like you have that distance, plus you have the career, and then you have relationships, and you have everything in between trying to stop, from hanging out. It's, as you get older, it becomes more and more difficult to find time to spend with the people that you actually care about. So, like you mentioned, it's really, really a good medium for us to get together, because there was that point in time where, we were hanging out constantly and talking constantly, and then it went off a little bit. It's like, all right, we would see each other a couple times a year, birthdays and barbecues and little things like that. And then it kind of picked up because of the podcast, and I'm really appreciative of that. And thank you again for involving me in this,
No, I'm
because
happy
now I can
you're.
have a more close relationship with you and Justin and Matt, and it's really nice. Yeah, going from seeing each other a couple times a year and talking maybe once or twice a quarter, like it wasn't, we weren't doing regular check-ins, to now it's like, all right, a couple times a week we're texting, now we're on video calls, a couple times a month. So
And we switched, obviously. We were doing phone calls for a long time, and obviously people could tell that there's a difference, and there's an audio difference that we're doing, like our, a video call, so that we could actually like see each other, which is great. It helps out a lot. Aside from that, obviously you have a love for horror, because that's, why you're an essential part of the show. And you've probably talked about that before, I'm sure, on the show, but you want to give the people a little taste.
sure, I'll give you a little recap. So, yeah, I'm sure I talked about this at some point on the podcast. I don't remember, maybe the first episode or second episode that I was in as a guest, but now I made it to the big leagues.
Yeah, if you
Can't
want to
get rid of
call
me.
it that.
Can't get rid of me. Now, so growing up, contrary to where I'm at now, I was very scared of a lot of things. I really didn't like horror movies. I didn't like, that kind of stuff. I always lean towards comedy and laughing and joking around. And I'm still that way to this day, but something probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it was like correlated to the same time that we met and started talking about horror movies. And I started watching more horror movies that I really fell in love with it. And, watching like a lot of suspense, a lot of drama, like with the horror scene. And, now, especially with Mike Flanagan and all the shows, like I'm just like religious with all this horror content throughout the year. So it's really, really, really nice. I love it, especially the cheesy stuff.
Yeah, we'll be doing plenty of that this month.
Here
Well, this year. All right, well, there you go. There's Jay. That's all you ever
am.
need to know about him. That's it.
That's it. And if you want to know more, reach out to me on social media, which I don't have. So good luck. Try to find me. You can't.
Guy's off the
I
grid.
challenge you. Yeah, I'm off the grid.
Yeah, well, like Jay mentioned before, we're gonna get into the cheesy. That's a thing. Starting next month, right around the corner in February. We're going to be doing, a new thing where we do the history of slashers, the origins of slashers, you could say. And we'll be starting with 1980, first year that the genre really got great. And we're going to be focusing on that subgenre, but we're also going to branch off to entertain ourselves and others to some other bigger movies from the 80s, because it was really just the best decade for horror. A lot of people agree with that, and that's why it's still talked about so much. So we hope you're excited about that, because we are. And yeah, we'll see you then.
All right, looking forward to it. I'll see you guys next month.
Yeah, have a good fucking night.
Good night.
You gotta get a better good night.
No, I refuse.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and wherever you listen to podcasts. You could also follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. There you can find upcoming announcements on the show, new horror news, and original artwork. And if you have comments, questions, or just things to say about the show, we'd love to hear it at joe@sexyvampireteeth.com. If you make us laugh or piss us off, we're likely to read it on the air. So be sure to follow us for updates on the show and tune in every Monday night for a new episode. And thank you guys for listening.
You've been listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.